This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Very poorly, Leslie, as we saw some early mixed trade, but then this turned into negative trade before we know it. We spent a big part of the session in triple-digit losses, and we saw triple-digit closes today. No fresh news in the marketplace. Matter of fact, yesterday we saw the feeder cattle index up over $3, and that did not help feeder cattle one bit today. Boxed beef at midday, 95 cents higher on choice, 30 cents higher on selects. Had a movement of 58 loads, saw an estimated cattle kill of 114,000 head. And you'd have to attribute probably a lot of today's selling to technical selling and profit-taking. October cattle were down $2.15. December down $2.77. October feeder cattle down $2.57. November feeders down the $3 limit, along with several other feeder cattle contracts. And December lean hog 30 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Neighbors, we're very pleased to have as one of our sponsors of our daily email, Crop Plan by Winfield. They combine the most advanced genetics on the market with field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with a localized seed recommendation. Four Winfield answer plot locations in Oklahoma are being planned for this fall, featuring canola and winter wheat. Go to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. On that right-hand column, you'll see links for today's email, as well as an opportunity for you to subscribe, courtesy of Crop Plan by Winfield.
Feel better and live longer by filling half your plate with fruits and veggies. Fresh canned or frozen fruits and veggies keep you running for a healthier lifetime. Grab more information at shapeyourfutureok.com.
It's time to get active. Hop on board by finding activities you enjoy doing. Move for 30 minutes every day, or go along and get 60 minutes of movement with your kids. Get rolling today. Visit shapeyourfutureok.com for more healthy tips.
Tom, how did our grains do today?
Well, the grain market started off with a really big upside overnight. Very good trading volume for our second session in a row overnight. Then we kind of came off those highs and looked like we were going to have a struggle to stay positive, but some very active buying at the end of the day pulled most all of these contracts, wheat, corn, and soybeans, up near their highs of the session to close up near those areas at the end of the day. News-wise, export inspections today, disappointingly low for wheat, but very good for corn and soybeans. This afternoon, we'll see our crop progress numbers come out, but there was really no other fresh news in the marketplace today. December KC wheat managed to close 6 cents higher, March up 5 3/4, December Chicago up 4 cents, December corn and March corn up 11 cents, November beans up 19 1/2, January up 20 cents, and December cotton 86 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.